Blog Talk Radio.
Emmanuel! Yes, my name is John Chi. By our fruits, you shall know us. Hallelujah. Remember, Emmanuel means God is with us. If God is with you, who can succeed against you? Yes. Remember, you are in the arena of liberty. In the arena of liberty, the key is not to suppress the flesh. The key is to surrender to the Spirit. To be much in conversing about spiritual things, to mind the things of the soul, which is the spiritual part of a man. Every passion and purpose of the heart must be guarded and regulated by the word of God. Ask your neighbor, are you spending your time with the right source? Tell your neighbor, time with Jesus is time with his word. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to your face. Open our hearts to your spirit. Open our hearts to your word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Yes. Sometimes in our lives, we encounter harsh realities of the vicissitude of life. I mean changes in our fortunes. When you find yourself in such a situation, people of God, tarry a while and look around. You will discover the purpose of God in your situation. In every situation, God has something to say. Even when he seems to be quiet, he is still saying. As a Christian, when your trial is getting hotter, you are getting closer to your breakthrough. Let us consider the lives of three men: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in Daniel 3, verse 15 to 18. In relation to your life, in the face of life's uncertainties. Are you there? The book of Daniel, chapter 3, from verse 15. Now, if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony, with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image you have set up. Hallelujah. Here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were conscious of their faith in God, even under serious tension, pressure,
and threat to their lives. What they needed to do in order to go free was to go on their knees and say, "Oh King, we are sorry. We will serve your gods, and your gods will be our gods." Like many in our generation would do today, given the same circumstance. But on the contrary, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were conscious of their faith in God, and they stood for what they believed. They knew that with God, you can face life's final deadline with confidence. What a God we have to worship. What a song we have to praise. And what a future lies before us. Hallelujah. Today's message is titled, Trust in God's Authority. Trust in God's authority. And we shall take our reading from the book of Psalms 146. And we start our reading from verse 3. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. Hallelujah. Many people today have surrendered to their fears while their heart dreams of a miracle. Many, because of tension and pressure, have abandoned their post. They have concluded that there is no hope, no way, no future for them. They are so overwhelmed by their situation that they see nothing but failure, disappointment, and setback before them. And when you look at them, you see the map of frustration and depression on their faces. Are you in such a situation? People of God, if you are in such a situation, give a smile to lighten your heart. I have a message of encouragement for your hurting timid soul. Never for a moment acknowledge that God's ability cannot put you over. Every time you turn to man for help to get you out of your trouble, your unpleasant situation, you are only postponing the evil day. I mean, you are storing up future troubles for yourself. That is why whatever solution you receive does not last. If you allow whatever situation you are in to change your focus, you are finished. Because broken focus is the real reason men fail. As a Christian, the battle for survival is not a personal challenge, but one against God. It is an opportunity to honor God before men. When Daniel was faced with an unpleasant situation that warranted his execution, he did not pray to God to avert the danger. No. He was not seen to be engaged in any desperate prayers of binding and rebuking his enemies. The Bible says he simply raised his hands toward Jerusalem in his habitual devotion and thanked God, praying for his will to be done in the matter. In spite of the tension and pressure around him, Daniel did not instruct God in the way things should go or allow his emotions to disfocus him. His mind was disciplined enough to become his servant, not his master. That was why he could offer prayers that sprang from need. He said nothing in defense of himself, but simply left all to God to establish his integrity in the face of life's threat. Daniel knew that the the extent of God's care and the strength of his might in his life could redeem him from the clouds of his adversaries. But he had no alternative but God. He had absolute confidence in God's ability to save him. That was why, before he was thrown into the lion's den, God sent his angels to shut the mouth of the lions, and they became his pets. Indeed, no one can be in a place before God. He is always one step ahead. Trust in God's authority, not in man's majority. When you begin to look up to God's authority, not in man's majority, God will begin to direct you. I mean, he will manifest his strength in your weakness. Every mountain for your sake shall be leveled. The hill for your sake will become plain. When you trust in God's authority and not in man's majority, no matter the situation you find yourself, you will remain calm, calculated, and determined. Even when everything around you is unquiet. Such was the case of Moses in Exodus 14, verse 10 to 14. Are you there? I read. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. They were very afraid. The children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it will have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see them no more. Hallelujah. Consider the attitude of Moses as he stood before the Red Sea and the pursuing Egyptian forces. Moses was calm, calculated, and focused on what God has to say concerning the task at hand. He was neither moved by the regret, grumbling, murmuring, rebellion, and loss of faith of his people, nor threatened by the advancing Egyptian forces. The Bible says he was never seen or heard to be engaged in any desperate prayers of casting and binding his enemies. I cast, I bind, I cast, I bind, I rebuke, I paralyze, I demoralize, I kill them. Die, 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 die. Roko Tanshiza, ba, 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 ba. Like many in our generation will do today, given the same circumstance. His focus was on God alone. What situation are you in? As a Christian, always remember that trouble does not require any invitation before it comes. The Bible says there will be trouble, but the trouble is not unto death, but for the glory of the Lord. You see, sometimes in life, it seems as if the world around us is coming to an end. I mean, when our faith, F-A-T-E, faith, seems to hang in the balance. It is in critical situations like this that we know who is a man of faith. A man of faith, I mean the one whose focus is on God. Every trouble is meant to advance his course, his spiritual work with the Lord. Because the Bible says that the quality of faith is not measured by our attitude to God when things are good than when times are hard. As a Christian, when you fall into various trials and temptations, count it all joy, because the testing of your faith produces promotion. Your promotion qualifies you for reward. Your reward is what makes you one with a difference. Champions of faith throughout history have had their names soiled and stained for what they know nothing about. Look at the case of Joseph. He was rejected by his own brothers, thrown into the dry pit, sold into slavery, and then framed up and imprisoned for raping his master's wife. An offense he knew nothing about. That rejection only provoked God's direction in his life. When man rejects you, God will start directing you. I mean, it was the Lord's doing in order to bring the best out of him. When God sees you, he sees something else that everyone ignores. You are what God says you are. You have what God says you have. And you can do what God says you can do. Remember, one with God is a majority. One thing you must know, the better a man is, the worse he is thought of by his rivals. Everything good in you is the cause of envy. The effect, the result, the consequences of envy is everything bad. Your enemies may strip you of outward beauty and prestige, but the wisdom and the grace of God cannot be taken away from you. They may call you names in order to paint you black in the eyes of people, but the wisdom and the grace of God cannot be taken away from you, because it is not given by man. They were able to take Joseph's coat of many colors, which was given to him by his father, but were unable to take away the wisdom and the grace of God in his life. They may rob you of your liberty and confine you in harsh prison cells, but they cannot shut you out from the throne of mercy and communion with God. God's government and authority are incontestable, cannot be argued. When Jesus says yes, no one can say no. When Jesus says bless you, no one can say curse you. His power and majesty are enough to support his authority. God is who he says he is. God has what he says he has. God can do what he says he can do.
Majesty, worship his majesty. Be your glory, honor, and praise. We'll worship you, Lord.
Thank you. Trust in God's authority, not in man's majority. Without an independent mind, you will take decisions following majority. Those who take decisions following majority
always say, I don't want to say yes until I see how many people will say yes. Or, I don't want to say no until I see how many people will say no. Majority are people who look to others for direction. Their plans are not clear because they live in fear and insecurity. As a Christian, you need an independent mind to live in the new realm above the senses. Joseph's mind, right from childhood, was set on things above. Whatever he needed, whether in the dry pits, where there was limited supply of everything, whether in Potiphar's house, where he was in the midst of plenty, or when he was confined in harsh prison condition, the Bible says he depended on heaven to be clothed, to be filled, to be supplied, and to be fed. He relied on God's loving aid where he found it reliable, useful, trustworthy, incontestable, well-grounded, well-founded, guaranteed, and efficient for his life. He knew that if he closes his eyes to the lures and cares of this world, he shall open them in a war of glory. God's presence will more than supply everyone else's absence. What lesson can we learn from Joseph? It is better to live poorly upon the fruits of God's goodness than to live plentifully upon the products of your own sin. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew this. That was the reason why he said no when Satan tempted him with bread. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, Satan knew he was hungry and tempted him with food. How many today in the position of trust say no in the face of trials and temptation to embezzle or misappropriate funds? In the society in which we are today, many become a man of honor when wealth comes their way. The source of that wealth is irrelevant. That is why we have many questionable characters in high places today. Sometimes in life, the trillions of dollars and pounds you run about chasing ends up putting you into more problems instead of providing you solution. Why? Because Satan always uses our situation to tempt us. When he knows that you are poor and in need of money, he will make money available for you. That may look like money, but it is not. It is a trap of distraction. When he gives you something that looks like blessing with the right hand, he will take back from you with the left hand, something your life depends on. This is the reason why you should not do what many do, but what the best do. When you look around you, you will notice that people like you are many. People that do what you do, think the way you think, dress the way you dress, talk the way you talk, walk the way you walk, are common. This means you do what many do. I want you to know that if you do not stand for something, you will certainly fall for something. I mean, if you are not prayerful and watchful, Satan will take great advantage of you. Hallelujah. If you are not watchful and prayerful, Satan will take great advantage of you. Satan always uses our situation to tempt us. If Joseph had chosen temporary pleasures rather than permanent gain, the dream of his future to become prime minister in Egypt would have been deferred or aborted. One, he would not have only failed God. Two, he would not have only failed his family. He would have failed Israel as a nation and generation yet unborn. As a man of faith, Joseph was conscious of his faith in God.
That was why he remained focused. He knew that his success will honor God and advance the cause of Israel as a nation. That was why he did not give in to the lures and cares of the world. Are you a man of faith? If you are a man of faith, you will be conscious of your faith in God. You cannot afford to fail. When David triumphed over Goliath, his victory honored God and advanced the cause of Israel as well. When Goliath fell before David, the Philistine armies were defeated and they took flight before Israel. However, when David triumphed, his victory honored God and Israel's cause was advanced. Can you see the reason why you should trust in God's authority and not in man's majority? Naturally, Goliath stood a better chance of victory, considering his credentials, age, size, weaponry, experience in war. But supernaturally, I mean spiritually, David was superior because he was on the Lord's side. God was supporting his position, so he did not see his battle as a personal challenge, but one against God. He was conscious that his victory will honor God and advance the cause of his nation, Israel, as well. People of God, I want you to know that everything in the absolute of science and technology is falling apart. We simply must return to God and the Holy Bible. Man has used human wisdom to conquer the outer space in vain. This shows that human wisdom is limited and cannot understand God. What are your expectations from this ambitious scientific ventures? As for me, my expectation is that Jesus Christ must be honored in my life every day. In the University of God, however brilliant you may be, you will not be given double promotion. You will take each course because every course serves a purpose. You are walking with the Lord. Even when you walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, you will fear no evil. Because greater is he that is in you than all the forces that can be arrayed against you. Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Oh Lord, be glorified.
Be glorified.
Oh, be glorified. Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
In the temple, Lord. Oh, have your say. Daniel was walking with the Lord and he was rescued in the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked with the Lord and they saved in the fiery furnace. What situation are you in? Whatever situation you are in, it is too early to complain. It is too early to grumble. Find out what God has to say concerning that situation. It may be to stop you a while in order to prepare you for the challenges ahead. It may be to stop you a while so that you can take your proper position and possession in Christ. It may be to stop you a while so that you can gain the necessary experience and maturity to handle the responsibility given to you. Keep calm and be determined. God is still saying something. Walking with the Lord is so exciting. Apostle Paul says, the key is not to worry about your situation. The key is to walk in the Spirit. What is your situation? Leave it for God. Don't worry yourself. Hallelujah. Other shepherds may slumber and sleep, but your own shepherd keeps you day and night. He is greater than all the combined forces of hell and earth. He has conquered death for your sake. His purpose is to bring you to his heavenly Father. Therefore, all the divine powers of heaven are engaged for the accomplishment of that purpose. The devil and his angels are making strong moves to pluck you out of the hands of your shepherds. But the Bible says, when they come in one direction, they will flee in seven. When they come in united, they shall flee and be scattered. As a Christian, you need an independent mind to live in the new realm above the senses. The Bible says, it is not mere wishful thinking that brings about a contented life, but a rightful focus. When your focus is on God, though the multitude may be engulfed in violence, the Bible says, a few shall be saved, and you shall be among the few. It is unfortunate that many look to others for direction. This should not be the case. Beware of good intentioned people giving you advice from human point of view. The Bible says human point of view is limited and cannot understand God. Today many have been stampeded and unequally yoked into marriages, business and social relationships against their will. While many have compromised today in life because of association with foolish friends. Beware of unfaithful friends. They are epidemic. My father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, says, trust in yourself, you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends, they will die and leave you one day. Trust only in God, you will never be confounded in time or eternity. Jesus is concerned about you. He sees what you cannot see. Jesus is concerned about you because he is busy planting the seed of what you are becoming. Jesus is concerned about you because he is taking you to a place you have never been. Keep calm and be determined. Whatever situation you are in, God is still saying something. We